This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Data and technology have taken the financial world by storm, but will this fintech wave hit agriculture? Venture capitalist Mark Blackwell thinks so. He's invested in StockGuard, a company that seeks to offer more efficient insurance products to poultry and livestock producers, and says the same model could work in other areas of ag.
And so we have a company in the portfolio in Fund One called StockGuard that's thinking about the poultry cattle insurance market. And they're out right now raising a Series A. And so there are market inefficiencies in Canada and the US to just think about general underwriting philosophy, how we get access to proprietary data to feed an underwriting model. And so within like animal equipment, grain, dairy, land, retail, we're spending a lot of time really double clicking on those categories to figure out, you know, what is the lending, insurance, open finance services, where there's just general inefficiencies and new business models to come to play. And so the broad category of alternative assets, but the second category of embedded fintech and insurance is really quite interesting where we're spending time.
Blackwell, who's a partner at Builders VC, said companies that already have a foothold on the data collection side could play an important role in offering these fintech products. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.